The group of seniors seated here today represents the fourth graduating class under the new Berkeley program, which began in 1963. We of the faculty and administration are pleased to report to you that we are continuing to receive a large number of excellent commendations from music teachers and educators who have had the opportunity to work with members of our graduating classes from previous years. It is our conviction that this class of 1969 will easily measure up to and possibly surpass the standard established by other classes. Now, it's traditional in these exercises, prior to the introduction of our speaker, to offer certain brief admonitions to those who are about to graduate. And in accordance with that tradition, I should like to do so for a moment this morning. I think it important for all of us here to be reminded of the particular responsibility which I feel rests upon the shoulders of this group of seniors. We are currently passing through a period of considerable unrest, a period of uncertainty, skepticism, and a great deal of this catalytic activity which is now widespread in our society stems from the dissatisfaction of students who have raised serious questions regarding the relevancy of their studies to specific practical objectives in the outside world. The majority of this senior class will eventually be involved directly or indirectly with the teaching of such students. And it will probably become necessary at some point to take a stand for or against the actions of these students. It is my hope that any action on your part will come only after careful consideration of the possible consequences of such action, that you will realize that any rearrangement of the established order will not be beneficial unless it is constructive. I trust that you will also continually keep in mind that the society which you will help restructure is also the society within which you will have to live. You've all earned diplomas in a field which provides many opportunities for developing tolerances between individuals and groups of individuals. Music is a powerful medium for the expression of the highest aesthetic sentiments, as well as for the communication of ideas on the highest level. It is also a unique device for promoting understanding. Use it wisely. Now, I'm aware that those of you who know Stan Kenton are wondering why he is not present on the platform. Mr. Kenton has been delayed, is still en route. We have every reason to believe that he will be able to address us before these exercises are terminated. This may change the order of events somewhat, but the content will remain the same. In the meantime, we're extremely fortunate to have as a faithful and patient standby speaker, a man who has been deeply concerned with music all of his life. Bill Plant began his working career as a jazz guitarist in the late 1930s. World War II brought the realization that writing, rather than music, should be his vocation. He was graduated from Boston University, cum laude, with a degree in journalism in 1949, and has made his career in that field since. Through his efforts, the Yankee Quill Award for New England Journalists was established, and the Academy for New England Journalists was created at Colby College. His interest in encouraging a higher degree of professionalism in journalism and opportunities for intellectual growth led to the establishment of the Journalism Fellowship Program at the Graduate School of the University of Massachusetts. Involved throughout the past 20 years in matters pertaining to freedom of the press, he has served as president of the New England chapter of Sigma Delta Chi, which is a national society devoted to the cause of journalism, the New England Society of Newspaper Editors, and he serves presently as chairman of the Massachusetts Newspaper Information Service. This is an organization between government and people which serves to keep channels of communication open. Under his tutelage, a succession of young people have themselves become editors of importance, and one, a horn player, is now serving as music critic of the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the other, a pianist, serves as senior editor of the Framingham News. With the first U.S. troops to enter Berlin immediately following the end of World War II, he formed the first jazz group to play in that city. In recent years, he has turned his pen to help the cause of music time and again, and has devoted many hours to jazz concerts throughout the area. His continuing interest in music and musicians was recently acknowledged with an honorary membership in the National Federation of Musicians. And so at this time, I'm pleased to introduce the executive editor of Essex County Newspapers Incorporated, Mr. William L. Plant, Jr.